Coral reefs are amazingly diverse ecosystems, serving as essential breeding, nursery, and feeding grounds for countless species. Wetlands, too, are thriving environments, teeming with life and serving as stops for millions of migratory birds. Other coastal ecosystems as well, like oyster reefs, seagrasses, and mangroves, all play important roles in the life cycle of countless inhabitants. These incredible environments are not just doing the essential job of providing habitat for wildlife, though. They also protect coastal areas and the humans that live there from flooding, sea level rise, erosion, and the impact of waves. In the Central American nation of Belize, for example, the World Resources Institute estimates that coastal protection by reefs and mangroves avoids between $231 and $347 million a year in damages. Looked at another way, a square meter of coral reef can protect up to $47,000 in property value. For years, humans have tried to curb erosion and protect against storms through the use of man-made structures such as seawalls, jetties, and breakwaters. These constructed solutions have mitigated some of the problems they set out to fix, yet they've also created others, altering ocean currents and diverting erosion to other areas. In addition, these so-called armored shorelines are extremely costly to build and maintain. Increasingly, people are trying to understand how natural solutions can be incorporated into emergency planning. A recent study by the Natural Capital Project found that sand dunes and reefs protect two-thirds of U.S. coastlines from sea level rise. It noted that 16% of U.S. coasts are considered high-risk areas, and the number of threatened residents could double if these critical natural habitats, including sand dunes, coral reefs, seagrasses, and mangroves, are not protected. The study offers the first comprehensive map for the entire U.S. coastline, showing where and how much protection we actually get from these habitats. It's been a year since Hurricane Sandy profoundly impacted the way we look at our shorelines, especially given the dense population of coastal areas in the United States. To help communities at risk, proposals such as seawalls and other hardening projects continue to be evaluated. In just one example, two hurricane-ravaged towns in New Jersey have received federal and state approval for a seawall that will extend 16 feet above the beach and 32 feet below it. It will be covered by sand and form the base for a makeshift dune system at a cost of about $40 million. Yet some argue that figuring out how to make the most of natural barriers can be less expensive and just as effective in some cases. New York State is particularly concerned about positioning its infrastructure, both natural and artificial, to mitigate against flooding and storm damage. Along with California and Florida, it's considered a high-risk state based on its coastal population and property values. Working with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, New York is creating a Natural and Coastal Infrastructure Planning Fund of $850 million to help deploy what's called natural infrastructure to mitigate the impacts of future storms. The plan includes constructing wetlands, marsh islands, oyster reefs, and dunes to protect against future storm surges and sea level rise. For those of us who love the ocean and its coastal ecosystems, we want to see these areas protected. What's increasingly clear, however, is that we need these areas also to protect us. To learn more about the Natural Capital Project study and the value of coastal habitats, visit aqua.org/ablueview. This is John Racanelli of the National Aquarium for WYPR, your NPR news station.